Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Manenti with your worldwide news update. South Korean lawmakers have impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his attempt to impose martial law. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
President Yoon Suk-yeol has just been impeached. Opposition forces needed 8 conservative votes, Yoon allies, to abandon him. In the end, 12 did. That's in part because Yoon's Conservative People Power Party did not boycott this vote. And importantly, it was a secret ballot. Now, things are not over from here. In fact, there's a lot of political uncertainty. While Yoon will be stripped of his powers temporarily, this impeachment is pending a ruling by the Constitutional Court. And in fact, all 6 members of that court must agree to uphold this impeachment. If that happens, then within 2 months, there will be a presidential election. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, who was appointed by Yoon, became acting president while Yoon remains in office, but with his presidential power suspended. Han held his first cabinet meeting on Saturday and called on the military to recognize the seriousness of the current situation and establish a joint defense posture under close cooperation between the United States and South Korea. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday that Moscow had started involving a noticeable number of North Korean troops in its efforts to drive Ukrainian troops out of Russia's Kursk region. According to officials, Ukrainian drone strikes killed a 9-year-old boy after a drone hit their home outside Belgorod. Elsewhere in southern Russia, Ukrainian drones overnight hit a major oil terminal, sparking a blaze. Ukraine's general staff reported on Saturday. The Ukrainian strikes came a day after Russia fired 93 cruise and ballistic missiles and almost 200 drones at its neighbor, further battering Ukraine's energy infrastructure, around half of which has been destroyed during the war. This is VOA News. Foreign ministers from Jordan, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Lebanon, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Qatar said they had agreed to support a peaceful transition process in Syria after a meeting in Jordan on Saturday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who was also in Jordan on Saturday, talked with Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan. Fidan said on Friday that ousted President Bashar al-Assad had left Syria after Russia and Iran called him, after deciding there was no more point in resisting the rebels. If they had received support, they could have achieved victory again with the determination of the opposition. They certainly would have, but it could have taken a very long time and it could have been bloody. But the Russians and Iranians saw that there was no point in this anymore. We said that very clearly. There is no point. In other words, the man they invested in was not a man to invest in. Russia is pulling back its military from the front lines in northern Syria and from posts in the mountains, but it's not leaving its 2 main bases in the country after the fall of Assad, 4 Syrian officials told Reuters. Georgian lawmakers elected a hardline critic of the West as the country's new president on Saturday, setting him up to replace a pro-Western incumbent amid major protests against the government over a halt to the country's European Union accession talks last month. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
Mikhail Kavalashvili, a hardline critic of the West and former soccer player, was named president of Georgia on Saturday. Kavalashvili leads the anti-Western People's Power, a splinter group of the ruling party. He often has conspiratorial views, repeatedly alleging this year Western intelligence agencies are seeking to drive Georgia into war with Russia. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside Parliament ahead of the presidential vote. Some played soccer and waved red cards at the Parliament building in a mocking reference to his previous career. All opposition parties have boycotted Parliament since an October election. Official results gave the ruling Georgian Dream Party almost 54% of the vote, but opposition say this was fraudulent.
Fiona Jones for Reuters. Protests reignited over the rape and murder case of a junior doctor in India's eastern Kolkata city on Saturday after 2 of the accused got bail from a local court. The father of the victim called out the Central Bureau of Investigation. When the protests were going on, the CBI was working well and the accused were arrested. As the protests simmered down, the accused had been released. If there were still protests, CBI would not have dared to do such a thing, and a charge sheet would have been filed. The 2 got bail after the CBI failed to file a charge sheet within the 90-day period. The prime suspect in the case, Sanjay Roy, is still in custody. The rape and murder of the 31-year-old doctor whose body was found at a college had set off a wave of protests by doctors demanding greater safety for women in the workplace and justice for their slain colleague. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Manenti, VOA News.